Hey there, I'm Aaron Bird, and I'm here with actress Gillian Jacobs. She starred in the TV show Community, which developed a cult following over its 6 seasons. She also had a notable role on the series Girls. And now you can catch her starring in the Judd Apatow-produced Netflix comedy Love. So today we're here with Gillian to talk about some of the songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Gillian, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Up first, I see that you have something from, I think can be argued, a KCRW favorite, Miss Joanna Newsom, A Pin Light Bent.
Yes.
Tell us about this song.
This is off of her latest album, Divers, and I always loved Joanna, and I want to pick something from this new album because I think it's so beautiful, and I think this song is reflective of her work in that you can either take it on a surface level and assign your own sort of meaning to the lyrics, or you can do like a deep dive and see all the things that she's referencing and making allusions to, and then the song takes on a greater meaning. And sometimes I like to make myself sad with songs, and I feel like this one really touches a chord with me and makes me feel very melancholy. And sometimes I like to have a good self-indulgent cry, so for whatever reason, this one has been my recent go-to want to drive and cry song, because either you could see it about like how wonderfully small we are in the universe or how terribly small we are in the universe. So I guess depending on my mood, it either uplifts me or makes me feel really fatalistic.
All right, let's take a listen to Joanna Newsom, A Pin Light Bent.
From the great night that shines through a pinhole, when the pin light calls itself selfhood, and the selfhood inverts on the mirror in the night.
All right, so moving forward, a classic voice in Americana, I would say. This is Mavis Staples with Can You Get That? Her version of the Funkadelic classic, that
yeah.
is. Yeah. So what is it about this song?
I try and have it as an anthem for my life. I really feel like when I'm trying to psych myself up, I'm trying to feel good about myself, and I'm trying to feel positive about life. I like to listen to this song. I've always loved Mavis Staples. My mom loves Mavis Staples. Her dad, her whole family, I feel like that was the kind of music that my mom played when I was growing up. And it's definitely like a song that my mom and I have sang along to in the car together. And
is it something particular about this song, or is it more that it reminds you of growing up and family? Or
I think it's both. I think it's like I used to feel this way, but now I feel this way. I used to feel small and down low, but now I feel great. You know, like, I feel like that's like the drive to work. Sometimes I need like that sort of anthem. And I think that's why, for whatever reason, I keep coming back to this song in particular is when I need to like psych myself up.
Let's check out Mavis Staples with her version of the Funkadelic classic, Can You Get That?
When you base your life on credit, checks you sign with the love and kisses later, compact sign, insufficient bond. Can you get to that? Can you get?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get?
Well, I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get?
All right, looking at your third pick, who do you have for us?
Jimmy Campbell, That's Right, That's Me.
Judas Iscariot, Lomi's chariot man.
I think the theme of my playlist is songs I listen to in the car in LA. A lot of times when I work a really long day and I'm very tired driving home and I'm feeling like it's not very safe for me to be driving, I'll put on a song like this to sort of wake myself up. I sing along to it. I know about a quarter of the lyrics, but it sounds really good.
Do you sing?
No! Oh, I'm a terrible singer. If you've seen the show Community, you'll know that I can't sing, and they made episodes around the fact that I can't sing. I used to do musicals when I was a kid, but only until the point where you didn't actually have to be able to sing. Like, I could be in the children's choir of, like, Evita or I could play an orphan in Oliver, but once you actually had to have a solo, then they stopped casting me in the musicals.
Let's take a listen to Jimmy Campbell. That's Right, That's Me. Alright, so up next, let's take a listen to Merle Haggard. This is Mama Tried.
I love Merle Haggard. I didn't grow up listening to country music or country and western, but I think once I moved to California, I went to see Merle Haggard play in Bakersfield, and ever since then, I've been really fascinated by him, sort of his lore, his place in country and western, and I wasn't a very badly behaved kid, but I guess everybody can relate to Mama Tried.
You know, some people may want to know.
Oh, gosh.
Is Gillian an outlaw?
No, and if I tell you what I got in trouble for, you're going to say, what a lame ass. I, with my friends, decided I had to go see this museum show before it closed, so I cut school. It was my senior year. I'd already been accepted to college. It was that, like, it's really pointless to keep going period of your senior year, and I thought that I could call the home answering machine and erase the message from the school before my mom heard it and she would be none the wiser, but she beat me to it. I, for whatever reason, was going to my mom's office that day after school. I showed up at her office. She was sobbing. I told her that I went to a museum. She did not believe me, I guess with good reason. And my mom told me that I had to apologize to all my teachers for disappointing them. So I went into school the next day. I went to like the English department where I was like a work study, and I told the secretary, my mom says I'm supposed to apologize to you for cutting school. And she's like, you're such an uptight kid, like, good for you. I was like, yeah, I'm not apologizing to anybody else. So that was my high school rebellion.
Was your college experience anything like Community at all?
It's so funny that we're at SMC, because actually a lot of actors that I went to Juilliard with had studied at SMC before they went to Juilliard. In one way, yes, because at Juilliard our class was very small and we were sort of stuck together for 4 years and we didn't really take classes with anybody else. So it kind of did have that claustrophobic, codependent vibe that the cast of Community, the characters on Community had. But yeah, it was similar to Community.
Let's take a listen to Merle Haggard. This is Mama Tried.
Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
And that was Mama Tried by the classic vocals of Merle Haggard. Last, we have Paul Simon, That Was Your Mother.
Paul Simon, Graceland, all those albums, I feel like I still know them backwards and forwards. I still love them as much as I did then. And, you know, as you get to be a teenager, you start to disagree with your parents about music more and more, but I always felt like that was something that we still both liked, that we would both still listen to. And after she got sick of listening to Bjork a lot in the car, we could put on some Paul Simon and be in agreement.
And is there anything, any lyric that stands out from That Was Your Mother?
Well,
at all,
I think probably as I look back on it now with an adult eyes, being a child of divorced parents, and I feel like this album and this song was, I think, him in some ways talking about his divorce and his child and whatever that divorced parent's relationship is to their child. I don't know if it was very conscious for me at the time, but as I was picking these songs, I was like, that's why I liked that song so much. Yeah, my parents got divorced when I was young, and you have that different sort of relationship to your parents when they are living separately and you're a kid and you're going back and forth, and your parents' sort of different versions of their relationship and each other. I think that's maybe why I've always related to this song.
Well, that was your mother, that was your father, before you was born, dude, when life was great. You are the burden of my generation. I sure do love you, but let's get that straight. Well, I'm standing on a corner of Lafayette.
And of course, from Graceland, that was Paul Simon, that was your mother. All right, Gillian, this has been fun. Thank you so much for joining us at KCRW.com.
Thank you for having me. I love KCRW.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.